So the next thing we're taking a look at is something that is actually very important. Instagram is testing out an AI to estimate your age. So maybe not everyone remembers, but there was a time where you could join Instagram without giving your age, right? There was no reason that you needed to give your age. And then the complaints started rolling in, you know, and child safety organizations started, you know, throwing their toys around and saying this is a big problem. And then they started to implement some degree of changes, but they never took it truly that seriously. You know, in Instagram's policies, you have to be under the age of over the age of 13 in order to use Instagram. But how do you regulate that? How do you make sure that's not happening? So Instagram is testing new methods for users to verify their age, including an AI tool built by a third-party company, Yoti, that estimates how old you are just by scanning your face.
Yo, but so, I know of a few ladies who will be very insulted. Because what if it tells her that she's older?
Well, I think an older person wouldn't have to worry, but a younger person, you definitely don't want to get on getting on Instagram, you know, like a very young person. So as they said, officially you have to be 13 years old to sign up for an Instagram account, but for the years the company made little effort to enforce this rule until 2019. It didn't even bother to add that birth date feature. But Instagram has introduced more and more age verification features as well as methods to separate younger users from adults. Currently, Instagram asks users to verify their age only when teenagers try edit their birthday to show them as 18 or older. To verify their age, users can send in pictures of various ID cards, and from today, users in the US will have two additional options. This is where it gets quite interesting. So there's two options to verify your age. Option number one is social vouching. And that means Instagram will ask three mutual followers of the user to confirm how old they are. The mutual followers will have to be over the age of 18 and will have 3 days to respond to Instagram's request. The second method is AI estimation, and that's where this Yoti software comes in, which uses machine learning to estimate a person's age. So Yoti is a well-known player in online age and ID verification, and its technology has been approved for use by the UK government and German digital regulators. It uses various facial signals to estimate a target's age. It doesn't know exactly what these signals are. The software itself doesn't. They don't know. The makers of Yoti don't know what the signals are that they look out for to determine someone's age, which I thought was pretty funny. But you can actually try Yoti's system on the web right now. You can go onto Google, you can check it out, and can try it out. But I think that's very important to keep minors off of Instagram, and there's a lot of content on there, and it's very important to separate child content from adult content, you know, just from verbal points of view, you know, the way people talk and things like that, and the things people talk about versus a 9-year-old looking at 21-year-old's conversation.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly. Yeah,
or a guy interviewing people who are drunk in a club, you know. you just don't want someone under 13 looking at that.